With this SC Focus, I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio. Governor Nikki Haley and other state officials on Monday tried to prepare residents from the Midlands to the coast that the record rainfall and subsequent flooding will continue to cause problems over the coming days, and that the situation is still far from safe.
This is not over. Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods. We very much still have a vulnerable situation that's out there.
And as the waters begin to recede in some areas, safety remains the state's number one focus.
So if you're in your house, continue to stay in your house. Continue to remind your kids to not get out and play in this water. What we want you to remember is if you're under a boiled water advisory, follow it. And remember that this is not the time to take pictures. We've got enough media out there that you can look at to see the pictures and see the views of what's happening in South Carolina. What I can tell you is we're stronger today than we were yesterday. And that's because the morale continues to be good. Our angels in South Carolina and our heroes continue to be our first responders.
And those first responders still have their hands full. Over 500 roads and bridges in the state remain closed. Thousands remain without power, and a particular problem in Columbia, a lack of water. Thousands are without water service, and those that do have water are under a boil water advisory. Five Columbia area hospitals lost service. Pumper trucks from fire departments from across the state have been providing round-the-clock water to them. As with Hurricane Hugo, which struck the state in 1989, word of problems in some of the rural areas has been slow to come in. Federal assistance is already in the pipeline. President Obama placed a call to the governor Monday morning.
He and Mrs. Obama expressed their concerns and their prayers for the people of South Carolina, and also said that they were there to assist. Prior to my conversation with President Obama, we went ahead and did something that's very unusual, but it allows us to expedite the process. We did a verbal request for a major disaster declaration. We're looking at probably 11 counties right now. That number will change. Those are just the ones that we're doing this because we have immediate needs now in 11 counties. As we go further and we're dealing with our counties, we are going to see that we'll be adding to that list.
Those 11 counties are between Columbia and the coast. And that's where officials are bracing for more flooding. Governor Haley says there will probably be evacuations in some counties.
When in doubt, we're evacuating. So if we think there's going to be any sort of concern whatsoever, we're going to be on the more cautious side as not, which is why I can already tell you that King Street is probably going to have some evacuations and some others. But our job is to make sure that it's safety first and that the people are taken care of. And this team has worked very well to make that happen.
King Street is on the Black River. Officials are also concerned about communities along the Edisto, Waccamaw, and Watery Rivers. The rains have taken a toll on state roads. Portions of Interstates 20, 26, and 95 remain closed. U.S. 176 is closed in Newberry County from a bridge washout. And hundreds of smaller, local roads are feared to be vulnerable. State DOT Director Christy Hall.
We can anticipate a long period of assessment and recovery with this event. Until the water levels recede in the Columbia area going south, we really are unable to determine what level of damage we have on the roads and bridges. Obviously, we know there is damage. We can see that, and we're making closures as needed to address any public safety concerns.
School and government offices in the affected areas could remain closed for a couple of more days. With this SC Focus, I'm Russ McKinney, South Carolina Public Radio.